This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour on today's DJV program. This is a causal program. If you don't know what that means, some people suggest that this is a program that's not for the average person. You have to be mentally sharp to pay attention and to listen to what it is that we talk about, because we're very esoteric. Person must have been listening on an off day who came up with that one. Anyway, I actually do think that we can attribute some of our success to cause and effect. Here, there is a lot of the causal discussions that we have, talking about, for example, the election and what causes people to be really worked up, what gets them excited, what has them pay attention. Usually, it's very personal, right? And the people that you know, both of you, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn here, the people that you know who I would imagine in your circle of friends, both of you and your families, everybody, because I just feel it with you, is, and I know Jennifer's family, so I know how passionate they are about things. But Victoria, I don't know much about your family other than your husband and your mother. Is there a lot of passion there that causes the people in your family to really get out and work toward a goal, toward something?
Towards what? Like,
toward getting a person elected, toward having a good job,
politically?
Toward having a wonderful family, finding things that you're passionate about that move you to do things. A lot of people are just the younger folks. I was talking about this with my sister last night at dinner. The younger generations seem to, the 19 to 29-year-olds, they are not causal at all. They are not. They are effect only. They don't cause things to happen for the most part. They take whatever they can take from their surroundings, most of them electronic and most of them in their hands, and that's what rules their life. There's not a lot of strong emotion that works. You know, see that most of the people that are out at the polls, whether they're protesting after the event or whether it's that they were there to try to get people to vote, you'll find very few people from the age of 19 to 29. You just won't. Because they're not interested. They're interested in themselves.
That's not my experience, but okay.
Really?
Well, yeah, I know a lot of people in their 20s who have been protesting constantly. So, yeah, I don't
know. About anything other than is it about the greater good or about their good? What's their focus?
Well, I think the environment is for both. That's our good and the greater good. So the environment, the Me Too movement, Black Lives Matter, I mean, there are a lot of issues that are affecting people. So,
this is something that crosses my mind a lot. It sounds silly, but I spoke to some Girl Scouts a couple of weeks ago. I think I told you guys about it. And this is kind of what got me thinking in that direction. Protest is totally American, and I stand by it. Mm-hmm. But is that actually doing something? Are they actually taking that protest and doing something? Because to really make change, you have to go out and you have to sign petitions and you have to get something on the ballot to try to create new favorable laws that you'd like to see or change existing ones. I mean, I don't know. I mean, are they doing something when they're out there protesting something?
Well, I think that there are certain cases where it does affect change. You know, we look at all of the Say Her Name protests after Breonna Taylor was murdered. You know, that immediately got the city council to change the policy so no-knock warrants were no longer allowed. So that's a great example of people protesting and affecting change simultaneously.
Yes, it is. Yep. Speaking of Breonna Taylor, by the way, the police in Louisville are paying attention to the officer, Kenneth Walker, who has...
No, he was the boyfriend.
Oh, Kenneth Walker was the boyfriend. The police officer, right, suing Walker
right.
for emotional distress.
Boy, this is the most.
His name is Jonathan Mattingly. Takes a lot of balsam to be.
I mean, this is like the most ridiculous thing. He's claiming that Kenneth Walker, who didn't know who was coming through the front door, charges were dropped against him. He fired at the police officers who were coming in because he thought that they were he didn't know they were cops and that they were breaking into the apartment. So the charges against him were dropped. But this guy wants to sue for emotional distress. Get a different job, buddy. That's part of the job. Like, this is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. So I hope this gets thrown out immediately, because this is just adding insult to injury.
Doesn't it really tell you, we're talking about the state of affairs in America.
They were in the wrong, and they're trying to sue him.
Yeah. Well, but some lawyer got a hold of him.
That happens all the time.
I'm guessing. Yeah, exactly. And some lawyer says, okay, you got a chance to make a good payday here. Help yourself. Speaking of pay... money. The Kenosha County Court Commissioner has set bail at $2 million for Kyle Rittenhouse. That was the result of the first hearing in court after being extradited from Illinois last weekend. He's 17 years old, remember? Homicide charges from the shooting during the civil unrest that followed the shooting of Jacob Blake, who was left paralyzed. That happened in late August. This young fellow is charged with killing Joseph Rosenbaum, who was 36, Anthony Huber, who was 26 also, and wounding Gage Crosskreutz, I think that's how his name is pronounced, who was 22. The people who are representing him say he acted in self-defense. Pretty hard to come to that conclusion. They got a lot of balsam, too, after all of the things that we heard and saw. Yes?
This kid had no business being there. He had an illegal weapon, and there's video of he claimed that it was the self-defense part is because he got hit with a skateboard. Well, that was after he already shot someone and killed them. So the guy who ended up being killed as well, Anthony Huber, he's the one who went after Rittenhouse and hit him with a skateboard to get him to stop shooting people. I mean, the whole thing, it's crazy.
I just don't think he should have been there to begin with.
Of course
not. But I do think we need to hear what actually happened, because the kid gives a very different story than some of the accounts on from the people in the crowd.
But so
he's got
video?
People that claim.
There's lots of video.
Yeah, there has to be video. So I think you have to let it play out, because he shouldn't have been there, period, end of story. But he was there, and none of those people should have been there, to be fair. Everybody should have been off the streets. And
true
so you
enough.
Have to see what happens, right?
Yeah. Well, he also crossed state lines. He went to a different state just to be and with an illegal weapon. I mean,
right.
The guy. The truth is, none of those people
should have been on the street. Everybody should have been off of the street. The people that were on the street were breaking the law. That's just the truth. So everybody was out there already with one strike against them, because they're out there to cause trouble. So now what? Now do you? I mean, you have to. He has the right to mount his defense and make his case, and none of us know, because how many times have we gotten this wrong in the past, and then all of a sudden some kind of video comes out and, whoops, we made a mistake. So,
right,
I mean, I think
right.
you have to let it play out and see what his defense is.
Speaking of the truth, I do a radio program and a podcast every week called Your Hidden Power, and it's about beliefs. It's about your calling. It's about, in a sense, maybe religion plays into it, or being reborn from certain religious roots. What I really wanted to do when I started doing this several years ago was get people to think about the sixth sense, really. And so on this program, we have lots of spiritual visionaries. We have a lot of people who recognize miracles. We have a lot of people who talk about the truth as they hear it or as they see it. So if you want mind stimulation, this is probably among the things that I do, one of the things I'm most proud of, because it really does get people to think about things in a different way, a different light, beyond, if you will, what we normally sense, if you'll pardon the use of the term twice here, the five senses we know about. This brings you beyond that to something that you can't necessarily smell or taste or feel. So if you'd like to catch up on some of the ideas that are new from the psychic world, from the metaphysical world, then join me with the podcast, yourhiddenpower.com, yourhiddenpowershow.com. That's actually it, yourhiddenpowershow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all-electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
For over 100 years, the American Legion has been strengthening communities by providing life-saving help to our veterans and neighbors during our nation's toughest times. We are the American Legion, veterans strengthening America. To learn how you can help, visit legion.org.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
All right, let's get into it again. 17 after the hour, DJV time. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. So I ask a question that is the type of question I ask often of different questions I ask of Victoria than Jennifer. What is coin? This is, wait a minute, this could be Jeopardy, right? The answer is this company launched its cryptography Visa debit card.
Mm-hmm. Coinbase is what you're talking about.
What is the coin? What is Coinbase?
Smart move going with Victoria to call to phone a friend. Cause I would have been like, sorry, can't help you.
Coinbase gets $1,000 for that.
Yeah, Coinbase is an online platform where your cryptocurrency lives. It's like an online trading platform for your cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. So now,
what have you got?
I had some crypto. I got rid of it. Well, I mean, you know, Bitcoin is still doing pretty well. But essentially, you can't put Bitcoin in a bank. You can't put it anywhere. It lives on Coinbase on that platform. So now they have a debit card which allows you to directly spend that money. So they've been testing it in Europe because cryptocurrency is actually bigger in Europe than it is here. And so now if you have crypto and you use Coinbase, you can get your debit card from them.
Can you use it to buy groceries? Can you buy
anything.
A car with it?
It's a regular Visa debit card. Anything
really?
You want. Yep.
And how do they value it? So how much do you, if you go into a store and you buy $10 worth of stuff and use your card, what does that take from the card?
Depends. Well, that's the thing. Cryptocurrency is not regulated. There's no real nothing is, it's not tied to anything like gold. You know, it's not tied to anything. So it just has this value that trades up and down. So yeah, could you potentially be spending more money than $10 or are you spending less than $10? No one really knows, but sounds at like least my, it gives people access to their money.
The Belgian expression was getting a yensing. I think it's actually a Yiddish expression, getting a yensing. I think this is a perfect opportunity to get a yensing, if you know what I mean. You get my drift. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. You never really stop riding in your mind.
Never, never.
Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Sounds like Christmas time, just in time as the election activity slows down, Halloween's over, it's time for Christmas. So here are the Jonas Bros, who are going to this year celebrate holiday cheer, actually past and upcoming. They want their fans to feel the warmth of Christmas, the season, in a new song called I Need You, Christmas, let's crank it up. Joe, Nick, and Kevin, right?
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That.
Is that written down in front of you?
Winning.
Oh.
Having a crazy year, they posted on Instagram the thought that we all need something to look forward to. They've shared some photos through the years of them and their Christmas celebrations with their family. They posted the holidays are a time that bring us together, something that brings us joy in the darkest of times. And for us, this song stirs up memories of childhood snowball fights. How many of you can remember? I can identify with that. How about it? Snowball fights, ladies? Well,
sure.
Jennifer didn't have any snowball
no.
fights.
No.
Oh, really? Ever?
Well.
No, duh, you're in California. There's no snow.
Yeah. I mean, I visit sometimes Colorado for the winter, but it was, I don't know. I didn't get a lot of snow growing up.
Miles asked me the other day because the Miles and Megan and Matthew are coming here, and I hope Brendan and Sophie do, too, for Christmas. And so Miles' first question was, is there going to be snow gramps? That was after I posted a picture and sent it to him or sent it to his mother of the way the yard looked on the first snow the other day. Snow. He wants to have snow. That's why he's coming here. Not about Christmas, about snow. So anyway, let's see what happens. For us, according to the bros, this song stirs up memories of childhood, finding the sled, the hills, all that good stuff. Yeah, I mean, that's what we think about. I used to have, I don't know where it is, I should go look for it, a toboggan. Either of you ever been on a toboggan ride?
No. No. I mean, I've seen them, those toboggan sleds.
Yeah, they're solid.
They're like the old wooden ones, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yep.
We used to have a hill behind the old house where I grew up, and we'd slide down. Well, there was a big rock at the bottom of the hill, and we had to try to miss it. Sometimes we did, sometimes we didn't. Anyways, so the pros say, hopefully all of this can bring you guys the same feeling of warmth and happiness that creating it has brought to us. Last year around this time, they released another original Christmas song like It's Christmas, which is what we're playing right there, right now, boys, here on the DJ program, DJ V program. Crank it up a little bit.
I'm ready for this. Yeah. I'm normally a holdout, but I'm ready.
All right, so let's get some more going here. Tegan and Sarah have released Make You Mine this season. The holiday track marks their first new music since last year. Original Christmas tune featured in the upcoming holiday rom-com Happiest Season, which has Kristen Stewart in it, Mackenzie Davis, Allison Brie, Aubrey Plaza, and Daniel Levy. Is that Levy's son from Schitt's Creek?
It is.
Yeah, okay. Are you impressed that I knew that?
Yeah.
I went to my sister's house last night for dinner, and she's the most fanatical Schitt's Creek watcher. She's a nut about it. Every time I go in the house, she's got Schitt's Creek on. Oh, it's my favorite show. And so she wanted me to leave early after we ate so she could watch another episode. How many times, I don't know how many times you've seen it, but anyway. So this holiday romantic comedy will premiere on the 25th. When is Thanksgiving? Is what? That is the 26th, right? Yeah. So it's the night before Thanksgiving on Hulu. Keeping with the queer romance theme of the movie, these two are twins, but they're gay, right? Didn't you tell me that?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. So anyway, this is the the theme of the movie soundtrack for the Happiest Season is out in a couple of days. Has 11 songs by various artists and songwriters who belong to the...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
America takes to the polls today as the general election of 2020 gets underway.
Thank you, Georgia. Go out and vote.
Let's get this vote out.
Twitter and Facebook outline how they will handle posts claiming victory prematurely. Beginning on election night through the inauguration, Twitter said it will place warning labels such as official sources called this election differently or official sources may not have called this race when this was tweeted. Facebook will add specific information in newsfeed notifications, in its apps, and in the labels on posts if a candidate or party declares premature victory. Social media companies are under pressure to combat election-related misinformation and prepare for the possibility of violence or poll place intimidation around the November vote. USA Radio News election coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Vice President Mike Pence visited with USA Radio Network's Wayne Allen Root Show on Monday. Mike tells us the cost of a Biden presidency.
Endorsed a $4 trillion tax increase, a $2 trillion Green New Deal. I mean, people who listen to this program just deserve to know that, as in the American economy is getting back on its feet based on the strong free market stands this president took when he cut taxes, roll back regulation, unleash American energy, fought for free and fair trade, and all the recovery and relief efforts that we provided to families and businesses. Joe Biden is talking about raising taxes, burying us in an avalanche of regulation, and shutting down the economy again. I don't think the American people are having it. I think the American people love freedom, and I think that's why you're seeing people rally to the cause of reelecting President Trump.
And by the way, you probably don't know this about me. You know me as a conservative talk show host, Vice President, but I was the Libertarian vice presidential nominee in 2008, so I do share something with you. I
know you were. You can't tell me anything about Wayne Allen Root. I know
there
all
you go.
About you.
All right, well, that's good. So what I was going to say to you,
one of the most prominent voices for liberty in America. I just really have so much admiration and respect for you.
I appreciate that very much, and I was going to say to you that I'm pretty damn good judge of a great debater, and I thought your debate, the VP debate, I thought you did a smashing job, and I gave you like a 9.9 out of 10. I mean, I can't rate anyone any higher than that.
Election coverage starts at 8 p.m. Eastern right here on USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I said thank you before. It was time for me to say thank you. Well, now I can say thank you. 34 at the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan on today's DJV program. Lots of people are talking about the election. I thought it was interesting that there were a number of discounted ride programs that were being offered to people. Didn't you think that was nice? Uber and Lyft both.
Yep,
offered
yep.
Free rides.
A lot
to,
of free meals, too. You get free donuts at Krispy Kreme, all kinds of stuff.
Hertz offered services for voters. They said anybody who rents a car will get a free day on the rental. So, people, this is a good drive to vote.
The one thing that I think that is wonderful, but the thing that really bugs me, and I don't know specifically which states do this, but I think it's really terrible that some states have made it illegal for anyone else to drive you to the polls. That, to me, is like...
Where is that? What states are doing that?
Yeah, where is
I don't,
that? I don't know. It's the
that's gotta
God,
be
I don't have it
it's gotta
in front
be something
of me naturally.
It's gotta be something unconstitutional illegal
Michigan,
about that.
Michigan has banned hiring transportation to get voters to the polls. So
really?
I don't know. Yes.
Based on
but
what?
But don't they mean buses, like mass transit?
I don't know, but if you hire a bus and no one, but if you hire a bus and you put a bunch of people,
a bus brings people from the old folks home,
right?
To go to the thing. What the hell kind of deal is that?
Yeah,
I would need to see that because there's a lot of stuff for people with disabilities who.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why the curb voting was allowed to stand in Texas. Remember, we talked about them trying to throw out ballots because that wasn't part of the rules that they could do curb collection, but because of ADA requirements, that the judge let it stand.
How about the last day of campaigning? What was it like for both Trump, Biden, Harris, Pence, and other people who were out and about? Was there anything? I was looking around trying to find what the last day was like. The backdrops. I know that Trump went up to Wisconsin.
I don't know
Wisconsin
where Mike
again,
Pence was. That's a good question.
Pence was
I saw
in Michigan.
Everybody else, but oh, he
He's
was
in Michigan.
Okay.
Yeah, Pence was in Michigan and around all over the place. Donald Trump Jr. in Arizona. The whole family was kind of deployed on the Trump side. And Trump did five rallies to close out his last day of campaigning, and he finished in Grand Rapids, Michigan, after midnight, well after midnight. And that was the same place that he actually ended his 2016 campaign. And that was one of the criticisms of Hillary Clinton, is that she just chose not to go to those states and just assumed that she would win.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump actually outworked her. And so he was really working it the last couple of days.
What were his kids doing? What were the
campaigning in different spots?
They were.
Mm-hmm.
How are they? How well received are the two brothers and the daughter? When
people in the Trump
Melania.
Crowd, people love them. Melania was out campaigning. Donald Trump Jr. is very much loved by the Trump base. He was in Arizona.
Yeah.
Eric and Laura Trump were out there as well. Even Tiffany Trump was out trying to. She's been working on the younger vote.
Really?
She's been doing gays for Trump. She's been doing all kinds of stuff. So she's been out with
kind
of the
Trump?
Younger crowd. Oh, yeah. They're called Log Cabin Republicans, yes.
Oh, right, the Log Cabin Republicans. So, now, on the other side, do people like Pelosi, does she go out and Schumer?
No, she didn't. No,
that
they didn't
bunch,
campaign
did
for
they
him.
Go out and campaign? No.
Biden had, his biggest surrogate was Obama, obviously was the biggest draw.
Yeah.
And so Obama, at the end of the campaign, started going out and campaigning with him. He did not have
do
the aggressive
good?
Schedule. I don't know. It might have. We'll find out. I guess we see. But as far as who he had going out with him, Kamala and Joe split up. They were out rallying in different places. But they took a much less aggressive approach. You know, Trump was everywhere, having rallies everywhere. They were having much fewer.
You know what?
They were doing drive-in style,
me?
Too, which is a
what,
big difference.
What surprised me was the message wasn't COVID. It was law and order, which I don't know. I think COVID,
whose message?
Trump's. I'm looking around at some of the things that he was talking about in his last day.
Well, he's focusing on the economy is what he's focusing on.
Well,
and that's kind of got the tentacles in COVID. But the other thing
I'm looking at three different things, okay? One of them has to do with COVID. One of them has to do with law and order. And one of them has to do with the economy. Him talking about the Dow Jones futures going up and the stock market is rallying and it's all because of me, sort of. And I don't know whether is it or it isn't. I guess we'll find that out, too. I know a lot of people, Wall Streeters.
Pick their own thing.
Yeah,
Lady Gaga is worth talking about here because
She went out for Biden, right?
Well, she went out for Biden. She's an anti-fracker, and so even though he's been getting in trouble back and forth about where he stands with fracking, she went out and closed the campaign down with him with an appearance. But she got in a little. She got a lot of criticism, and from a lot of people, me included, because I think it's pretty sick. But she did this online video for Biden to use, and she dressed up as, I guess, what she thinks a Trump supporter looks like with camo, and she was drinking a beer and trying to chug the beer and throw it at the ground, trying to appeal to Trump voters. And, see, this is the thing that gets people in the left.
I don't know that was actually her. I saw the video.
That was the intention, I think.
But that's, I mean, I don't
what
think
else
that
would it be?
Move the needle at all. But, you know, the truth is, she's dressed like that many times before.
But you saw what she's doing. She's standing by a pickup truck, and she's guzzling beer and throwing the can on the ground. We know what she was doing. And,
I don't know.
And,
I don't think that she really thinks she was going to move the needle on that. I don't think Trump
saying,
supporters are
going
to change.
Well, she's just angry about it.
Calling Trump supporters
she wasn't
horrible.
Angry in the video at all.
Calling them idiots and beer swillers. Calling them chumps for Trump. These are things that outrage Right, because you're putting us all in one basket, and I don't think that that is necessarily beneficial to people. In fact,
well,
it only
right.
adds
it's
outrage, and people go out and
what about all the stuff
that
people on the left get called? I mean, I can't even tell you how many times I've been called a snowflake.
So why
because
does
I have
one
feelings?
Make it, why do we have to balance it? Both of them are ignorance.
That's what I'm saying. It's both
it's
wrong. Yeah.
Ignorance. Now, one of the things that attracted my attention, because there has been a lot of focus on Amazon and getting packages, you know, people are buying things and they want to get them as soon as they can, and that's why they get Amazon, because they say they'll deliver it tomorrow, et cetera, et cetera. Apparently, Amazon has fallen behind in a number of their big accounts because their workers wanted time to vote. And so they took an, I don't know whether there was a policy. Do big companies have, that's what brings me, do big companies that, you know, like Walmart, as the biggest employer in the country, do they have a process where they can let employees go vote on election day?
I don't know, but the problem, though, that a lot of people say why election day should be a holiday is because if you're a shift worker, you can't leave in the middle of your shift. And that's mm-hmm. that's a complaint that it doesn't matter what industry you're in. If you're a factory worker or if you work in a grocery store or whatever, shift workers tend to have a much more difficult time getting to the polls on the day of election.
I look at this stuff and all the complications that we're facing.
And that applies
now
to doctors and nurses and stuff, too. Anybody who is on a shift, they have all said that can be difficult.
Mm-hmm. It just, as I look around at all the election 2020 charges of suppression and meddling and COVID fears, you know, it's all pretty kind of, I don't know, scary stuff, but it certainly is distressing and distracting. And so a lot of us have been talking, I was talking about this with my sister and her husband last night, the way our government works. My sister was a political science and history teacher for 43 years in our public school system here, and was voted best teacher in the system 2 years in a row, which I thought was kind of interesting. I didn't realize that. Her husband told me that last night. I never realized my sister was voted best teacher in the community 2 years in a row. Anyway, she spent a lot of her time talking about democracy with her students. You know how I always am getting off on how nobody knows how it works. And we were talking about that last night, how she used to deal with it.
Nobody even knows we're a republic. Everybody thinks we're a democracy,
yeah,
and we're not.
Right, yeah. Right. So when somebody says to you, Jennifer, I believe in democracy, does that show that they don't really know what they're talking about?
Yes.
I
believe in democracy, too. But I think most people, if you ask what we are, most people would say we're a democracy, and that's not accurate.
That isn't right. Exactly. Yeah. So anyway,
those are the people, by the way, that challenge the electoral process. I mean, this is just it.
They don't know how it works.
They don't know how it works. Anybody who challenges the electoral process was like, this isn't a democracy. Well, yeah, we don't live in a democracy, pal.
And you know what feeds into that? The ignoramuses that are on CNN and some of these other news channels and some of the people that write.
They don't know.
No, they don't know either. And it comes across very strongly that they don't know what they're talking about. And yet, it's in print.
But, Doug, you're the
first
one to want to say that you want to get rid of the Electoral College.
I do. Yes.
Right, so.
Yep. What does that mean? Why are you bringing
it? Because if you're talking about if you want to get rid of the Electoral College, which, you know, a lot of people have talked about that recently, but at the same time, you know, that wouldn't make us, we'd have to be no longer be a republic in order to get rid of the Electoral College.
Why?
Not necessarily. Mm-mm.
What, there's no Electoral College in any state. The only place we have Electoral College is in the national presidential election. Other than that, whatever the vote total is, the winner is the person who gets the most votes. And so in this term, as we figure out what the heck is going on, I'm hoping, keeping my fingers crossed, that the person who gets the most electoral votes also gets the most real votes. So we don't have another question when it comes to the legitimacy. I think the last couple of presidential elections have challenged.
Don't count on it. It's very possible that that's not going to happen. And a little clarity on the Michigan law that was struck down in 2018. There was an old law in the books that said that people couldn't grab people and take them to the polls, and it was challenged by a group. Let's see, There was a group, I just found the name, that challenged it back in 2018. Mm-hmm. And so they you can drive people to the polls in Michigan now. The rule was that if you couldn't walk, you could be driven. Otherwise, mm-hmm. you couldn't do it. Right.
All right, a little focus on the virus as we have time moving along. The DJV download focusing on the passing of Sean Connery, Lori Loughlin going to the Jailhouse Rock, the story of Chrissy Teigen and how she's memorialized the passing of her child. And we have a new focus called Forced Monkey Labor News, which actually is pretty distressing when you hear it. That's all part of what's included, plus a lot more conversation in the latest DJV download, which you get at djvshow.com or wherever you get the rest of your podcasts.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Is your pet's constant itching and scratching making you crazy enough to pull your own hair out? Hi, Warren Eckstein here. More than 30 years ago, I started talking to you about your pets on radio and TV, and I heard over and over how your cats and dogs need relief from dry skin, itching, and shedding. Solving these problems inspired me to formulate my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. I consulted top animal nutritionists and veterinarians to formulate the most comprehensive antioxidant-rich supplements. And now, more than 30 years later, Hugs and Kisses have been a healthy daily treat for generations of pets. Just read the comments from verified and satisfied buyers on my website, thepetshow.com. If you want to control your pet shedding, if that dander is driving you crazy, or you like to build a barrier for flea season, just go to my website, thepetshow.com, and order my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. While you're there, watch my webisodes on behavior, or just look at some of the amazing videos. Thepetshow.com. Remember, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-4847.
All right, the virus situation taking a back seat the last few days to the election. Dr. Birx says that the pandemic is entering a deadly phase. I saw something.
That'll be the last time we ever hear from her then.
Yeah. Well, it depends on the outcome when all the votes are counted, how that works. If you are symptomatic and you're pregnant, women who are pregnant infected with the virus more likely to require intensive care, according to a new study done of women who are pregnant versus those who are not pregnant, according to the CDC. So there's a new wrinkle every day in all of this reporting. If you're going to New York, you're going to have to get a test before you get there and after you get there. The governor announced a new policy as a replacement for previous quarantine rules. It's changing the rules of change in Massachusetts as well.
Hawaii is requiring the test, too, before you leave.
Hawaii is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. So instead of having a quarantine list, the state requires travelers to get a negative test result within 3 days of arriving in the state. The policy goes into effect right away. Cuomo says more college youngsters will be returning home for the holidays. There, my alma mater decided to bring this semester to a close just before Christmas, and so all the testing is being done, and college is over there a day or two before Christmas, which I think
a lot of colleges are ending before Thanksgiving. Like,
if some are,
one
I think you're
long
right about
semester,
yeah,
and then
right.
Everyone goes home.
Yeah, I think that's true as well. Anyway, updates on coronavirus, 10 before the hour.
Oh, yeah. There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let us help you understand more clearly what's going on in the world of medicine. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with the focus on the usual, well, I shouldn't say the usual, because Jack's pretty unusual. He and his wife run a great clinic in Salt Lake City. And if you are in the vicinity, well, you don't have to be in the vicinity with now the way you can get through on, do they use Zoom to doctors, or they have their own special, like, Zoom channel?
Sure.
When you do telemedicine, what do you do?
We do, and we have our monthly webinar coming out this Thursday morning, and we do Zoom. And all you have to do is go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and register for the webinar.
Right.
And you'll be included. You'll be given the link. And that, and we use, gosh, Doug, we've been using Zoom for several years now for our live webinars.
Right. But the problem is it's a Chinese company. And the
Zoom Microsoft. Is a Chinese company?
Yes. Zoom is run by the Chinese.
Yeah. Uh-oh. And I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. Most people don't. They just say, okay, let's use Zoom. They don't know what the story behind the story is. But, I mean, I don't want to distract from our real message here, and that is that you are available via telemedicine. If you go to Facebook.com, Forbidden Doctor, or you just go to the website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, you'll find that. And then there are other things that are of interest and importance. Your wife must have had a hand in this recommendation. There's an enthusiastic endorsement for using eggs and how that works. Remember when we were kids, doctors say, don't eat eggs because there's too much cholesterol in them, and that'll cause heart disease. Well, hello. Welcome to 180 degrees later. What's the story, Jack?
Well, in the peer-reviewed medical journal, Heart, we don't need to wonder what the article's about. No, they've recently done a study of several thousand people that were a part of the study, and they found out that those who ate an egg a day had a 12% lower risk of ischemic heart disease and an 18% lower risk of cardiovascular disease-related death than those who rarely or never eat eggs. And in addition, the daily egg consumption reduced the risk of hemorrhagic stroke by 26%. Mm. And so overall, these findings, you know,
folks, can
how long have I been on your show now?
All right, just a second. Hold on a minute. Wait a minute. The real story behind the story, and I don't mean to make this all about me, but it kind of is, because Mary and Jack have been after me to eat eggs. They have this horrible thing that they, two of them, drink every day. They make a power sort of protein drink, and they throw raw eggs into it and all kinds of other stuff. And Mary, whenever I'm staying there, is happy to tell me that well, I'm wise to her now. So I'm figuring, okay, but it's just something gross about eating a raw egg. That's all.
Well,
it's
when
just
you mix it up in the shake, you don't know it's there.
My question is, because you told me it was there.
Raw eggs have no taste. Yeah. And once they mix up in the shake, they get frothy and foamy, and that's very rich tasting, very rich material. But cook it then. And you can also have your milkshake without an egg. You don't have to put a raw egg in it.
Daisy and I we share a hard-boiled egg every day. That's the truth. I cut it in half. She gets half, I get half. That's how I do my daily egg consumption. And because I cannot stand these people, I will not go to eat breakfast or any meal with anybody who has eggs over easy. Awful. I think I had a meal with you once.
The more you cook an egg, the more you destroy the amino acid fat content of that egg. That is very necessary for reducing heart disease.
Okay. Isn't about whether I like eggs or not. The more important message is that Jack's figured and has found in this journal Heart the reasons for you to have an egg every day, period.
Exactly.
Right. All right.
Exactly.
So,
and mankind has been eating eggs for as long as we've been here.
So
heart disease hasn't been an issue.
With the information from 40, 50 years ago that eggs were bad for you and you shouldn't eat them because there's too damn much cholesterol in it.
Because it was a big push by the vegetable oil industry to move people away from animal fats to vegetable fats to spark that end. I mean, it was always money. It's always been money.
Yeah, right. Follow the money. Yeah. All right, here's something to follow. Yes, it does cost money to buy Calitrin and to get on the program, but you can buy 3 months' worth of product and get 6 months in return using the DJV code. And why would you want to do that? Well, you could follow the page. I'm looking at a portion of toploss.com right now. 359 reviews of people who have lost weight, have less joint pain, they've been able to sleep much better. Losing pounds and inches is a slow and steady pace, says Johnny Roush. Okay, so there you go. Look at them all at toploss.com and get the message here. The message is that you can lose weight, keep it off the healthy way, no stimulants, it's all natural. That's why I talk about it. Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the DJV code at checkout to save money and get the deal.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.